Brown Baby by Nikesh Shukla. Read by Himesh Patel. How to bring you into the world. I never considered becoming a parent myself until my mum died. I'd like to think there was a moment when the switch flicked on, or the force field came down, or the upgrade happened, between the hours of 1 a.m. and 4 a.m., plugged into a power source, Wi-Fi switched on. It was nothing like that. Nothing dramatic happened. There was no tearful staring out over a field of bluebells, no Proustian cake-chewing revelation, and no need to cement my legacy. You didn't appear to me in a dream. I didn't read a saccharine poem about inheritance. I didn't hold a friend's baby and suddenly have the big final chorus of Barry Manilow's "Looks Like We Made It" erupt in my head. Nope. I did not hear that over-the-top, big-voiced, earnest finale rattle through my ear hairs. You just arrived. 1 minute, your mum and I were getting drunk at Christmas, and the next, there you were, in my arms. Asleep. Your clenched fists covering your face, much like they did on the ultrasound. Your nails were long. Your eyes were closed. You looked just like her. Just like my mum. Maybe it was a trick of my imagination, or some sort of sleep-deprived, adrenaline-fueled tether to bring you into the family. Maybe you just sort of looked like my mum in the way babies and old people are indistinguishably vole-like in certain lights. I tried to capture it on my camera. But you know how photographs capture moments and never the narratives that prescribe them? Some photographs lack intent. Others capture fragments and only you can zero in on the history of that moment. Everyone else can just see the vole baby with her claws over her face. I look at it now, and that photo of you looks like you and not like her. My mind was playing tricks on me in those early moments because when I first took in your face, all I could see was my mum. It was like she was alive again. And I was whole. The quick camera phone photo I took, when I checked it hours later on the toilet, because this was the only sanctum left. How wrong I was, I have no sanctum. In the maelstrom of your first day on Earth, where I could justify looking at my phone, looked nothing like what I thought I had captured. It looked like you, and not her. The photograph was of your face, a new entry. Something I had not seen before. Someone I had not yet met. A stranger. And yet, when I walked back into the bedroom and saw you, asleep on your back, in your own mother's arms, the only light coming from the landing, I saw it again. I saw her in you. Were you her, reborn? I shook the thought from my head. How could I project onto a baby, the blankest of canvases, my own grief? How unfair. And when you cried, I took you in my arms and went into another room. I stood in the window and swayed from side to side. The curtains were open, and I looked out into the windows of the flats behind our house. The man with the beard was washing up, as he always seemed to do. In the room below him, two people I'd never seen before were holding onto a bowl and moving it in a slow, controlled, ceremonious circle between them. I don't know what an ayahuasca ceremony looks like, but I wondered if the bowl had some sort of hallucinogenic liquid in it. The guy who had his window open every single day all year round for unknown reasons that drove me crazy with speculation had his window open. I say none of this so you think I'm a creep who spends his time staring into other people's homes. I say this so you know that, in that moment, as I stared down at you, trying to take stock of the fact that my entire world had changed, my entire life was on a new course. Everything else around us was exactly as it should be. The world continued to turn and not move to the beat of just one drum. And that grounded me. It stopped me freaking the fuck out. In India,